The Security and Regional Integration officials are meeting for the fourth time in less than 2 years to find ways to more effectively fight transnational crimes around the Lake Victoria area shared by the three countries. Some of the crimes are nature-related, like illegal fishing, tree cutting and charcoal production. In others, criminals take advantage of porous borders to sell drugs and conduct human trafficking. In 2021, the police organization Interpol rescued 121 people trafficked in and around Lake Victoria. Speaking to reporters at the port city of Mombasa, Kenya's Interior Ministry Principal Secretary Raymond Omolo said the parties are looking to close gaps in policing and surveillance, while also improving social and economic relations of communities living in the lake region.
So we are looking at how to coordinate better, how to build capacities, how to have a common understanding with the communities around the lake and also who benefit from the use of the lake, on how to better manage those resources while at the same time trying to minimize or eradicate crime that we know is common in the lake.
The International Organization for Migration, IOM, launched the Lake Victoria Project in December 2022. The world's second largest freshwater lake covers 60,000 square kilometres and is a source of livelihood for at least 40 million people in East Africa. Uganda's Assistant Commissioner for Migration, Marcelino Besigye, told the conference attendees that keeping Lake Victoria safe and secure is important for his country.
Lake Victoria is Uganda's ocean, so we are looking forward to working together, especially to learn about the good practices that you have maybe from the coast, this one of Mombasa, to take back.
Authorities have documented illegal fishing in the lake, driven by rising demand of Nile perch, as well as charcoal harvesting and timber smuggling. Sharon Dimash is IOM Kenya's chief of mission. She says authorities need to partner with communities to fight organized crime in the region.
If the border communities are not informed, if they really don't know what are the red flags, what do we need to focus on, then it becomes a bit challenging to combat any of these transnational organized crimes, because they are there and they know what is happening and they know some strange faces that are coming in their communities. So it's very important that we link them up. They have a good relationship with law enforcement agencies.
The meeting in Mombasa ends Wednesday. Mohammed Yusuf, VOA News, Nairobi.